And it's 7:40, and we're going to take a look at some interesting behavior of other people, if you will so grant me permission.
It's interesting when the person is your brother or something. What he did last night was interesting, you know?
Yeah, well, then I get phone calls. Hey, you know, that wasn't exactly meant for public discussion. Yeah, I understand. Now, Tom brought up the mention that the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is coming out very soon. It's their 50th swimsuit.
Next week, I think.
Program. Guess who it's going to feature?
On the cover?
Yep.
Is it going to be Christy Brinkley?
Nope.
Is it going to be... Oh, is it going to be Kate Upton again?
Nope.
I don't know then.
Barbie.
Really?
Barbie.
Barbie.
Mattel says they wanted Barbie in because, quote, she's under constant criticism about her body and how she looks. This gives an opportunity for Barbie to show that she is who she is on her own.
This is serious?
It's in the stupid news, but yes, it is serious. Barbie is going to be featured in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit
didn't
issue.
Didn't they do the math? If Barbie was a real woman, she wouldn't be able to walk?
Be some
right. She'd topple over in a strong wind.
Yeah, be some kind of a freak. Now, she will not be on the cover, but will be featured. They'll find some other... plastic chick to be on the cover. Delta had to make an emergency landing recently on Friday. A drunk woman on a Delta flight from Baltimore, Washington International Airport to Salt Lake City asked the stranger sitting next to her if he wanted to be a little more friendly in the friendly skies when he said, no, thank you.
Join the Mile High Club right here.
She said she became very upset and began freaking out. Let's see here. She started yelling, screaming, got so out of control that the flight attendants handcuffed her, which apparently she liked. The plane
That's
was.
Right. She looked at the guy next to him, handcuffed. And the offer still applies.
Yeah, baby. The plane was diverted to Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, where she was escorted off the plane by the cops. A police spokesman confirmed that she was, quote, very intoxicated and grabbing at passengers. But didn't release any other info other than that. The flight went on to Salt Lake City and landed without any other further incident.
If I was on a flight, that would tick me off so much.
Yeah, because of the delay.
So drunk that they're so out of, that we got to land somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that would infuriate me.
You are messing with my groove. you're gonna love this one. On Wednesday, a 73-year-old Virginia Ballou of Hingham, Massachusetts, woke up and felt her cat nuzzling next to her in bed. Aw, isn't that sweet? Yeah, except for one little problem.
It wasn't her cat.
That is correct. It was a wild raccoon that had gotten into the house, jumped into bed with her, and when she went to pet it, the raccoon freaked out and attacked.
And many raccoons are rabid, so now she's got to get all the shots, I suppose.
Virginia managed to get it off of her and out of her bedroom. She had a few bad scratches and bites on her face and fingers. She called the cops. They came to her house, got the raccoon out, took her to the hospital. She's being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The raccoon was put down, and they're testing it for rabies.
You know, you were right. This has been a segment of interesting behavior.
It's not always stupid behavior. Sometimes it's just...
It's not her fault that the raccoon got in.
It's like, oh, my cat is here. Why does my cat... Oh, my God.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Tom's too.
A quick look at the news.
All right, here we go. From the world of showbiz and sports, Susan Sarandon is dating her 36-year-old business partner. Apparently, it's getting serious. He took her home to meet his parents, and she took him home to meet her caregivers. Mia Farrow allegedly threatened Woody Allen's life back in the 90s. Now, how could she do that to the father of their child and, you know, the husband of their other child? Huh?
Not touching that one.
Five Michael Jackson fans were awarded $1.36 each for the pain and suffering Michael's death caused them. And here's the best part. When they put all their money together, they had just enough money to hire Corey Feldman to dance for them.
How much did the lawyers make in that case?
Who knows? Topless photos of an Olympic skier are causing a bit of an uproar in Lebanon. Also causing a massive uproar in Lebanon, clowns, ponies, rainbows, dolphins, styrofoam.
Topless photos of a skier. How did I miss this? How did we miss this?
Hmm? Conley's got him on his computer. The wintry conditions are wreaking havoc in the South again. President Obama declared a state of emergency. And if there's anyone who knows a disaster when he sees one, it's that guy that gave us Obamacare. The FDA is yet to... What? You don't like that one, Tom? Come on. The FDA is yet to approve a new drug that would treat low sexual desire in women. The FDA explained that they're just not in the mood to approve it right now because they have a headache.
Not tonight, dear.
Toyota has recalled 1.9 million Prius hybrids because of a software problem that could bring the car to a complete stop. Luckily, most Prius owners would not be hurt from sudden stopping because of all the layers of smugness. Smugness.
Many layers of smugness.
Many layers.
Prius.
Yeah, Prius.
Green, triangle.
Yeah, got it. Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin has been convicted on corruption charges.
There's a name we haven't heard for a while.
That's true.
This is great. I mean, his city is in ruins from the hurricane, and he's on the take for contracts to rebuild and clean things up.
Yeah. Officials suspected Nagin was corrupt when they noticed he was the former mayor of New Orleans. There it is. That's a quick look at the news. Please, you know the routine. Use all the information contained therein for good and not for evil.
I play the lottery now. Anybody else play the lottery? Yeah. The lottery, the last act of a desperate American. You know what I really hate? The people that win the lottery. I hate them. They always go, what are you doing with all that money? Oh, I'm not going to quit my job. Not only would I quit my job, I'd be out of the office so fast. Three or four people I work with would be out of a job because the suction would carry them out in the street with me. I'd be flying out of there like a rocket.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.